fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Skateboarding has made its debut at the Tokyo Olympics, and these inspiring young Olympians have resonated with kids all over Western Australia. However, nearly 3,000 WA children have presented to emergency departments due to skateboard and other small-wheeled device-related injuries since 2015. Just 5% of these kids had helmets on. It's now even more important to promote safety around sporting activities. Talking with us about preventing childhood injuries today is KidSafe CEO Scott Phillips. Good morning, Scott, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Maddie.
So can you tell us a little bit about your work in particular with KidSafe WA?
Well, KidSafe WA exists really to reduce childhood injury in WA. If we just look at one hospital here, the Children's Hospital, we have about 18,000 children a year who will attend the emergency department because of an accidental injury, and 8,000 of those will need to stay in hospital, and unfortunately there's a small group of those children that may die from that. So our job is to keep giving nice campaigns and nice messages to the community on simple, easy ways that you can reduce the chance that these things may happen.
Of course, yeah. I think you said 8,000, which was a high number. What is a small-wheeled device, and does this include bikes?
Yeah, so for us, it doesn't include bikes, but what we're talking about here is skateboards and scooters and rollerblades and roller skates. And just at the moment, we're not including the electric versions of these in it, but really a lot of the messaging we're giving will translate to those as they become more prevalent.
And what sort of injuries do we see from small-wheeled devices and in environments where they are most likely to occur?
Well, mostly people are using their skateboards, and we call them small-wheeled devices because of the size of the wheel. And quite often the problem that we have is when they're on rough or cracked surfaces because of the size of the wheel, and quite often they don't have a braking mechanism or the braking mechanism is faulty. So on a scooter, that might be a push down with your foot. On roller skates and rollerblades, you don't actually have a braking mechanism. So we're seeing these injuries probably in all places that you may use them, in skate parks, on shared paths, but more and more on roads and becoming involved with vehicles.
For sure. I remember when I was younger, I actually still have it. It's a ripstick, which has two wheels. It's kind of like a skateboard, but you kind of have to use your hips to sway. But I remember falling down a lot and going down lots of hills and scraping my knees a lot of the time. What are the three main things we need to be teaching children, and what level of supervision is necessary?
So when we talk about children here, we're talking all the way from when children are starting to walk and putting them on the little skateboards and things, all the way up to our teenagers who are using them, more and more in the skate parks and sometimes on the road. So my main message here is really to make sure that supervision is age appropriate. So small children should be using the right size equipment for themselves and be supervised, which is relevant to their age. If you're a child, really you need to be thinking about the safety equipment that you would be wearing. And I know sometimes it's thought of uncool, but when we're watching the Olympics or we're watching those Red Bull type events, all of those participants have actually got knee guards on. They've all got helmets on, they've got elbow guards and wrist guards on. So it's really important that you can have fun on these things. But you don't want to be falling back on your wrist and breaking it or hitting the back of your head. Also, safe spaces. More and more, our local governments, and we live in a beautiful state with lots of parks and shared paths and skate parks being built and spaces for children. So try and use those spaces more than your local road. And if you are a teenager and you do want to use the road, it's just really understanding the rules of that. There are some rules of using roads with small wheel devices. You can only use the road during daylight hours. You can only go on a suburban road under 50 kilometres an hour. And you can't use a road that has any white line markings or islands on it. So the daylight hour part is really important for our teenagers, because quite often when we do see car versus child on the skateboard, it's because they're not seen and they're wearing dark clothing and quite often no safety gear.
And that was like me when I was a kid. I didn't wear any safety gear on my ripstick, and hence why I fell over a lot, and I should have been wearing safety gear, which is why I want to ask, what protective equipment should be non-negotiable, and are there any extra measures we should take into certain environments?
Well, what we would always say that children should have an appropriate helmet, an Australian standard helmet. And sometimes those helmets are different to a bike helmet, because on these type of devices, when you do, the device goes from under you and you're quite likely to hit the back of your head. And, you know, the helmets in these specialist shops are designed for that. Always wear a helmet. We suggest that knee guards, elbow guards and wrist guards are also really important. And again, something bright so you can be seen. If you are using a road and you're wearing dark clothing, cars will not see you, and that's a huge risk. The second part of that question is, you know, the environments. We would say try and stay away from the road. And again, we've got beautiful skate parks that are family friendly to go and try out your different skills. And we saw all of this during the Olympics and how exciting that can be. Or use shared paths that are away from the road. You know, vehicles and these types of devices don't go together very well.
For sure. And with a surge in kids picking up the sport, do you have any further tips and tricks for reducing the risk of injury? Like you said, we have beautiful skate parks, which kids should definitely make use of. But yeah, any further advice for them?
Well, again, try and avoid the roads. And make sure that you've got the right equipment. Make sure the equipment is for your size. So we don't want to see really little children using big scooters, which is the number one thing that children get injured on. Or we don't want to see larger children using small devices. Make sure you also maintain those things. These small wheel devices can quite often, on a rough surface, a small stone can get caught in the mechanism, which makes it hard to break, or a crack in any path can send you sideways very quickly. So just be careful of what surfaces you're on, and also just maintain that equipment and make sure that you're wearing the right safety gear.
Of course, and in the event of any accident, how should a parent evaluate what sort of care is appropriate, and could most injuries be managed by a GP or urgent care?
We would always say GP is your first point. We would hope that every family has a GP who knows them well and knows what to do. And that would be the first point of care. In the event that it is obvious that it is a concussion or a broken bone, an emergency department, you know, is probably appropriate to go to. But if you're not sure how bad this injury is, always use your GP or the urgent care.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott. We appreciate your time here on The Record, chatting with us all about promoting safety around sporting activities and preventing childhood injuries.
Thank you very much for having me. And if people need any more information, we have lots and lots of fact sheets and information on our website at kidsafewa.com.au. And there's many other places like the Road Safety Commission, the Department of Health, who have information on their websites.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.
That was Scott Phillips, the Chief Executive Officer of KidSafe WA, chatting with us about promoting safety around sporting activities and preventing childhood injuries. If for more information, like Scott said, you can check out the website at kidsafewa.com.au and healthywa.wa.gov.au.